BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Done three ways. You won't get that until you've heard the show. It's a good one, though. More people check in on the freshers line. I know you've got your new life now, but don't forget about me. So we're here for some freshers. Also, we talked to happy father and son, George and Nick. Well, they were till we came along. Why is someone off of Dragon's Den doing freshers gigs? And Danny Howard is on Real or No Real. And loads more on today's show as well.
BBC Radio 1.
So a lot of students making that phone call home to mum or dad at the moment. Hi mum, I'm fine. But are you eating properly? Yes, I'm fine. Are you going out late and drinking? No. All the parents are worrying at the moment because it's just that first week. They're settling into it. What I quite like to do at this time of year is interrupt some of those people making for phone calls back home and just have a bit of a fun with it. So last time this guy was a fresher, do you remember? And the mum was a real worrier. So we called his mum and made out that absolutely everything had gone wrong. She was texting him, calling him, nagging him every 5 minutes. Are you all right? Where are you? Have you been to your lectures? So we kind of intercepted on the phone call. She got proper stressed out. But we got her back on. Everything was kind of all fine. It all worked out in the end. So we found the ideal student for this call today. And I think the ideal dad. So we're going to give the dad a call in a minute and speak to our student with the gullible parent. Hi, George.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. So are you a fresher?
I am a fresher, yes.
Where?
Queen Mary in London.
You're up that London now and your parents aren't there?
Nope.
Okay, so you started last week, did you?
Yeah, I came up last Sunday.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going really well.
Made new friends?
I have indeed.
Met any nice girls or boys?
No, not just yet.
No, no. Still time in there, it's first week.
Exactly.
No need to rush.
And no doubt because you're a first year, you've been to all the lectures so far.
Obviously.
Yeah, and haven't been out all night at all.
Obviously not, no.
Because there's no freshers parties or anything happening this week.
No.
So what are your parents saying about you being away?
They're quite enjoying it, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what we've got planned, I think.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some various sound effects behind you, and you've got to react to them, all right?
Okay.
Obviously, you won't know what they are.
Yeah.
You just got to go along with it as if you're in that situation.
Okay.
So things will happen during the phone call. There'll be voices, there'll be noise, and your dad will wonder, what the hell is going on? Just roll with it, okay?
Okay, I shall try my best.
Do you know what you should do, George, is try and think of some things that you just want to catch up with your dad about?
Yeah, why would you call him?
Off for money. It's a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And talk about your first week at uni. You know what I mean? Just try and have a normal conversation.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. What's your dad's name?
His name's Nick.
Right, we're going to call Nick after this. It's Vampire Weekend. The best thing about this one is it's not that his dad is worried, Nick, the dad. It's just that he doesn't want him to come back home.
It's going to be good.
It's different. George is on. Hi, George.
Hello.
We're about to call your dad Nick, aren't we?
We are indeed.
You're in your first week at uni at Queen Mary's in London.
Yep.
Dad's at home in Windsor, and he's worried that you might not make it at university, and you'll have to move back home.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to give Nick a call, and maybe just slip that into the conversation.
Okay.
Like I said, you'll hear various sound effects. Just go with them, react, okay?
Okay, yeah, we'll
He'll do. Probably ask you what's going on. Make it up as you go along.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go, George. We're calling your dad, Nick, right now.
Hello?
Hi, Dad, it's George.
Why is the number blocked?
Oh, because I'm calling off the house phone.
Right.
Just wondering how you are, so I'll let you know, give you a little update on how my first day of lectures went.
Okay, yes.
Gone pretty well so far. I've got a timetable.
Shut up!
Leave it! Sorry.
Who is it?
Little party. I'm in the house.
What? Where are my new tapes? What?
Sorry, someone's just gone mental in our kitchen. Yes, thought I'd let you know how it's all going. Done quite well.
Good.
And
who's in your kitchen then?
Well, we're having a little party.
Who's having a party?
Yeah, flat two.
Well, there's only three of you.
Yeah, I know, but we've invited everyone else from the halls as well. We sort of can't stop. Oh, it's only IKEA cutlery. It's fine. But yeah, so I'll try and make the most of it.
What do you mean?
Well, basically,
were you ringing on a house phone?
Things got a little bit out of hand earlier on in the week.
Right.
And I may have forgotten to tell you that I got given a week's notice. So we're all kind of just getting on a mad one tonight. And I've got a little bit of bad news for you.
What?
I'm going to have to be living at home as of Friday.
What happened?
Because on my birthday on Friday, I kind of went a bit mad. So
you're
I'm going to be moving back home on Friday.
No, you're not. No, you're not. All right. And George, why are you... If you're going to get kicked out, what's the point of wrecking?
Well.
No, you're not. I haven't got any. Okay? Bye-bye.
Oh, God!
That didn't go very well. It's not as gullible as I thought.
Oh, no.
No, he is... I like him. He's brilliant.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's not happy.
He's not happy, is he?
No, he's not.
He didn't even take any notice of the fact there was an elephant in your kitchen.
Oh, this isn't good.
This is not good. Right, let's call him back straight away.
Okay.
Okay. We need to confess, George.
Okay.
Are you worried about this?
Nope.
Okay, I am. Right, you talk first. I'll come in.
Hello. Hi, Dad. It's George.
Hi.
Hello, George. Hi. You can calm down a bit now.
What do you mean? I've got
someone that can explain it to you.
Okay.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I'm really sorry. It's Scott Mills from BBC Radio 1.
Right, hello.
Don't tell me off.
Why would I tell you off?
Because I played sound effects in on that call with George, and basically George emailed me, and then I made him call you, and then it all went wrong, and now you're really angry. Well, please don't shout at me.
I'm not going to shout at you. No, I'm not angry. I just don't want him to come home.
No, I understood that was the main
not
thing.
Coming home. He could stay wherever he wants, and he can have the money. He can pay for it himself. But yeah, no, I'm glad that he's not done what he said he'd done. But
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. That's the thing, Scott.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad it's fine, because there's nothing more I hate than an angry dad.
I'm not an angry dad. Did he tell you I was an angry dad?
No, it's just your initial reaction was, oh, God! And I got scared because I hate confrontation.
No worries. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call back.
It's good. I like it that some people are, you know, really worried about what the kids are up to and blah, 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 but you just don't want him to come back.
Clearly, yes.
I love it.
Yes, East London's not far enough. But anyway, we...
Oh, my God! Right, George, okay. Everything seems to be fine now with your dad after the initial worry.
Yes, indeed.
Really good to speak to you, and thanks for being so understanding at this difficult time.
Yeah, very difficult.
Thank
right,
you.
No worries.
He's not coming back. It's fine.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Bye.
Cheers, Scott. Bye-bye.
George?
Yep.
Phew!
That's all right.
Got me worried there for a second. All fine now, though, eh?
Yeah, that's all good.
Thanks so much. That was brilliant.
That's all right.
Thanks, George.
Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, you must have been stressed. You forgot to finish the call with Love You, Bye. I just wanted to get off the phone, to be honest. I hate angry dads. I love that, and I love the fact that the guy just did not want him to come home. I know. Love that dad doesn't take any messings. That's from Joe Wild on Twitter.
He was a cool dad, but yeah.
He was cool.
I was nervous when the call back to...
Oh, hated the call back. Wish you could do this with my parents. I've just gone to university. That's from Simon in West Sussex. I can. Just email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll concoct some story of what you've been up to in the first couple of weeks of freshers. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you think maybe your parent is more gullible than him, he wasn't actually gullible at all, and not fazed that he was on Radio 1 one bit.
Do you know what? I think as well, you know, there's more sounds that we could get. I mean, there's a whole different situation. There's certainly more animals.
There's a whole load more animals that we could put in your kitchen if you want. You could be having a brilliant party. Look, I've got so many. That was a pig playing tennis. I don't know why that's
Do
on there still.
With that.
That's
a dinosaur.
That's a goat.
It's basically a great excuse for us to play these all.
Yeah, you could have like different animals playing tennis in your flat. the fox and a deer there. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we'll call up your mum or dad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, guess who was on to me early this morning? Not heard from him for a while.
Who?
Unlucky Gary.
Oh, really?
Do you remember my friend Unlucky Gary?
Yeah, of course, of course. What's happened now?
I mean, the world's unluckiest man.
Previously, he's been... When was it the student protest, was it, where he was kettled?
He got kettled, yeah. Well, he just went for a day out in London to go and see Big Ben and Houses of Parliament, and it was the same day as the protests, and he was there for about 5 hours.
Yeah. And then there was, of course, I mean, his name, wasn't it, which alone was...
Gary Bint used to be his name, and then my listeners decided to change it to Gary McFly, and he went along with it, so that's now his name. Then there was the thing where he was cleaning the toilet and it went in his mouth that time. When the tramp fell on him was good.
Yeah.
Whilst asking for directions. I mean, there's so many.
He's lived a good but unlucky life.
It's very unlucky.
And what's happened? What's the update? Unlucky still or?
No, he's just been on saying that he's going to try that pizza with the burgers in the crust tonight.
And he puts
Lush. Have you not seen the adverts? There's this pizza now with kind of burgers in the crust. What the hell's going on?
How have I not seen that yet?
Thing is, every group of friends has the person who is just unlucky, and Gary is that person in my friend group. So he will be the one that immediately consumes too many trans fats and either dies or develops really hard arteries just from one single pizza.
The thing is, I really like the sound of this pizza. Sounds great.
It looks horrific.
I saw a pizza when I was DJing in Scotland a couple of weeks ago. I saw a pizza... it was a lady who was on the security. She was doing the door and that. She was having a little break round the back. And she had a pizza with full-on sausages. And I don't mean just kind of cut or sliced sausages. I mean, they were...
Sausages on there.
Just big old sausages on there.
I had a hot dog pizza in America.
Really?
Mm. But then they're putting, like, hot dogs in the crust now as well. That's not right, is it? What are you going to stick in there next? A banana?
Do you think they're...
Anything goes now, doesn't it?
Are they overstuffing the crust? Is that your...
Absolutely, like, don't mess with pizza. Stop stuffing the crust with nonsense. Anyway, Unlucky Gary's having that tonight. He sent me several pictures of it. He's like, they've put lettuce in the middle. Take the lettuce off. If you're going to have that, right, take the lettuce off immediately.
I know
please.
What you're saying. Overcomplicated food.
Yes.
Right, I know. This reminds me of, I went to a place, I don't want to make it sound like I'm going to really nice restaurants now or something like that. This isn't the case, but I'm seeing it more and more. It's stuff getting done three ways.
What do you mean?
Have you ever heard of this concept?
Oh, what, like chicken three ways?
Chicken three ways.
I saw that in a pub
recently.
That's
what I'm saying. They charge an extra, like, five on it for something to be done three. Just do it one way. Cook it.
What? Why is it three? What do they mean by that? Three-way beef? Cooked three ways.
Beef.
What have you done then? So you fried it,
boiled it,
and roasted it.
What's the point?
I just want it one way, thanks. I never. Whoever thought? I know what we'll do. This will really entice the customers. We'll cook it three ways.
Is this an actual thing? I think it's just they can justify some money. Chris, the other Chris who works on our show, what was it? Chicken under a brick. Chicken under a brick.
It was on the menu at a place he went to last week. So it's, you know, like they have it all split into different kind of sections, so you've got like pork, beef, chicken, vegetarian. One of the chicken options was chicken under a brick. Now, did they bring it to you under the brick? Like, you know, there were those big kind of silver reveal things. It was like the big...
What kind of sick mind thinks this up? Do you know what I mean? It's just so over the top.
Chicken under a brick. Okay, I'm going to play Haim now. Haim. They were nicking all our chips earlier. I'm not bitter about it. I'm just saying, like, you're pop stars now. You could probably afford to buy your own lunch. Just saying. Anyway, so it was Haim and chips earlier.
Just missing the egg, I guess.
Haim and chips. And they did a cover of Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. Would you like to hear it? I put you high up in the sky now, and never coming down. It's slowly turning, you crash and burn now. Ashes on the ground. And don't you. Daily. Chicken three ways is on.
Yeah, loads of people are talking about this three-way food.
Sam in London says he had it last night in a pub as well, like a pub that sells quite nice food. Couldn't taste any difference. Just tasted it had been one way.
Someone's texting saying my dad recently did come dine with me.
I love it when people do come dine with me at home and rate each other. This happened. I know quite a lot of people that do this.
No, but this might have been the actual come dine with me.
Oh, actually on TV.
And cook lamb three ways.
It's just trying to be fancy. It's like, no one wants it three ways, mate. Just do it once well.
The guest didn't get it either, apparently. But you know what? You're right. So many people do come dine with me just as an excuse, like, you know, with mates.
Yeah.
I know it's a real student thing as well.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
It's really good.
But it lacks it without the commentator, doesn't it?
I think, I mean, in an ideal world, what's his name? Dave, isn't it?
Dave Lamb.
Dave Lamb, he's a ledge. Lamb, three ways? Is that what you said? In an ideal world, you would pay the money out and get him in, wouldn't you? Just to do live narration of it.
I think that's the thing. If you're going to do the come dine with me at home, you need someone there just to be doing the real sort of sarcastic comments.
Yeah, but no one can do it like he can. He's a one-off. And I'm imagining he's quite expensive just to get in with a bunch of students for an evening. Earlier we were saying how on cooking shows like Come Dine With Me or even on Bake Off, oh my God, did you see Mary Berry last night?
I haven't seen it, so no plot spoilers, please. Wow. How was Mez Bez and Poho?
Mez Bez was looking stunning in a pink blazer. Whew. Anyway, on these shows, they're obsessed with things done three ways. Chicken done three ways. Beef done three ways. Why? Do it one way. It's happening in pubs now and restaurants. Three-way chicken. Don't want it. Jack's been on. Kevin Bacon done three ways.
Oh, no, this is turning into a... No, it's kind of weird. I tweeted Dave Lamb done three ways. Mm. You've since retweeted it, and I'm thinking of retracting it.
I'm saying Halle Berry done three ways. Shia LaBeouf done three ways, anyone?
Frank LaBeouf?
Who's Frank LaBeouf?
It's a real Who footballer.
Oh, is he a LaBeouf as well?
Yeah.
Right, good. Put that on the Who list. Hey, Freshers. How's Freshers Week going? Are you loving it? Are you loving life? Of course you are. But have you checked in with me yet on my Freshers check-in line? This is just to make sure that people, when they start their new lives at university, still listen to the show or download the podcast and, you know, we're still a part of each other's lives. And it's going really well. The number is 07879 908067. If you call that, you are kind of agreeing to me playing it on the radio. So beware. 07879 908067. Standard rate supply. Do not call if you're in a flap. Well, no, don't call if you're in like a proper emergency. I can't help you. Why would you call me ever in an emergency?
If anything, it's the last number that you should call.
I'd be the probably... Would I be the last person you'd call in an emergency?
Yes.
Absolutely the last.
That's a really good point, actually. I would call anyone, absolutely anyone in my phone book, before I called you in an emergency situation.
So I'd definitely be the last person you'd speak to.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see how those freshers are getting on. We have got a few calls to prove that not all students are out drinking the wines and the ciders.
4:41 p.m.
Note the time.
Hello, this is Sam Burke. I go to Canterbury Christchurch University. At the moment, I'm sitting in my kitchen because I'm locked out of my room. This is like when I'm sober, so think of it when I'm drunk. I'm just sitting here awkwardly waiting for someone to come open my door for me. So, love you, bye.
Good to catch up, Dan. Sorry that you're locked out of your room.
Again, I would reiterate that advice. If you are locked out of your room, it's... If I was locked out of my room, I certainly wouldn't call you.
Call your dad, he'll come round with a drill or something.
I like that he's bored, though, and he's called in.
Yeah, I like it. That's the idea of the Freshers check-in line. Just checking in. Just like, you know, we're keeping in touch with each other. That's a very sensible call there. 4:41 p.m. in the afternoon.
Hmm.
Some of our freshers on this line even do studying.
Hi, Scott, it's Rebecca. I'm just checking in. I'm at Liverpool, and I'm currently sitting in my dorm room learning some Greek for the first time and watching Les Mis, because apparently those things go together. Bye! Love you.
Whoa!
What's Greece got to do with Les Mis? Or maybe I'm being really,
I think she's
really
just
sick.
She sounds very classy.
Am I being
She's
thick?
Having a very classy freshers.
Am I being thick?
No, I don't think Lame the two is. Are connected. I think they're just she's just a very cultured fresher there.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with that. Checking in, Les Mis and learning the Greek language. Fair.
Saganaki to you, Rebecca. Saganaki.
Halloumi.
Halloumi. What was that in the end, please? You're doing it wrong.
Lavu.
Lavu.
Yazoo.
Love you, bye. Not.
Lavu.
Lavu. That's weird. But hello and Saganaki to you.
Hello, mate.
Right, so we've had the foams, and it was only a matter of time with the freshers before we had the togas.
12:20 a.m.
Yes, I'm Paddy. I'm at Nottingham Uni Freshers. Just going to have a toga party all night. A little bit toga. 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 That kind of thing. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's been 2 days. I haven't done those.
Press. Two.
Cut himself off there. I think he was saying, or was about to say, in 2 days I haven't downloaded the podcast, which is bad. But thank you for keeping in touch, Paddy at Nottingham Uni. Hope you enjoyed the toga parties. They're still on, aren't they?
Toga parties are still on.
Still happening, as you can hear.
A little bit toga. Toga.
Toga. Toga. I like it that he cut himself off.
We'll be honest with you, it's been 2 days I haven't downloaded.
And now, Megan Stewart at Southampton University. They've got an idea.
12:35 a.m.
Hey, Scott and Chris.
It's Megan Stewart.
Southampton Uni.
Southampton Uni. We've thought of a new thing called Short Mills.
Instead of Short Mills.
But, like, it's Short Mills. Do you get that? Short Mills.
We're just checking in.
Yeah, we're just checking in.
Left the club.
But we're going back to the club.
Obviously.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
She'd get annoying, wouldn't she?
She repeats everything he says.
I know. Hello, I'm a parrot. I'm a posh parrot.
Posh parrot.
Meg here, the posh parrot. So they think that Shot Mills is a brilliant idea. This could be like the new Lad Bomb. Bombs are off. Shot Millses are on.
I think it was probably a great idea at midnight or 1 a.m. or whenever it was they called.
I like it after a couple of drinks as well. You do have to feel the need to keep explaining it. You know, Shot Mills, like, Shot Mills, like, you have a shot. Shot Mills. Yeah, I know.
That's a great idea. They should do Late Night Dragon's Den, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
So when people explain their ideas, it's like...
No, but the thing is, like...
But the dragons should be completely sober.
Absolutely, yeah. They should just, like, do pop-up ones, like pop-up dens where people can go after a night out. That would be wicked.
They should do that. If they ever... is there such a thing as Dragon Den DJ set at unis? Is it a freshest thing?
I've not seen Peter Jones on the list of... Or Bannatyne. I've not seen them ever do a DJ set at a university.
Hmm.
So, have you maybe just moved to university, getting some new friends, having the drinks, having the late nights? Don't forget about me! This is the number you need. 07879 908 067. 07879 908 067. If you're a fresher, that's the number you check in with me on. How do you feel about Zoe Salmon done 3 ways?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What is going on? Why is Duncan Bannatyne at Newcastle University Freshers Week tonight?
That's incredible.
What was I just saying? I was like, oh no, none of the Dragons do student nights. This one does.
Same night as Fat Man Scoop.
I know, it takes Scoop. Who?
What's he going to do?
I don't know. What does he do? Just stand and, hello, I'm out.
This is incredible.
What a lineup. Fat Man Scoop, Bass Hunter, Artful Dodger, Dirty Sanchez, Spencer Matthews, and actual Duncan Bannatyne. Off the Dragons, that's incredible. Can anyone let me know what he is going to do, please? So many people texting about this, that's amazing. Bannatyne is doing a meet and greet tonight in Newcastle. Meeting the freshers. Not DJing, that's annoying. I want to see a Duncan Bannatyne DJ set. Or a DeVay, even though she's not on it anymore.
I'd love to see him do a DJ set. Be special, that, wouldn't it?
Mm. Apparently he's a keen magician, so he might whop out some tricks as well. Who knew that? That's like a real or no real question. Right, can we just clear a few things up here? People are going really off topic now and sending in things like Miley Cyrus done 3 ways. That's not even one, because that wouldn't be a recipe.
No, it needs to be a sort of animal.
Also, the Duncan Bannatyne...
I mean a food.
Duncan Bannatyne appearing at Freshers in Newcastle tonight. That's real. Any other business? I think that's about it for now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Howard.
Hiya.
Hench Danny Howard.
Hench. Do you think I look hench? Just
yeah,
a tight T-shirt.
That certainly looks like you've been working out of late.
To be fair to him, it is a tight T-shirt, actually.
Yeah. It's very deceiving.
Is it SBM?
He's one of those that, you know, he's LMFAO.
Careful what you say.
sexy and he knows it.
Do you think he's sexy?
I'm not saying that he's sexy. I'm just trying to think of a...
He just called you sexy.
I don't think you're sexy at all.
You do think he's sexy. It's all right for a man to say that you think someone else is sexy.
It's I don't think you're...
Do you think I'm sexy?
I don't actually. Yeah, I regret even saying anything.
Okay.
It's Danny Howard off Dance Anthems. Hello.
After all that, hi.
You're right?
Yeah, a bit sweaty. Been running here.
Oh, you see? That's why he's like, yeah, I've just been running. Have you got like that... I was just checking your shirt for the home and away V. Do you know what I mean by that?
Sort of.
When people have been doing exercise on Australian soaps,
oh, yeah.
They have a perfect V shape of sweat.
I think you have to have good pectorals for that one.
It's the home and away sweat, that's what I call it. Okay so real or no real, it's a selection of facts, or are they, about some of your favourite music stars. 10 for every... one you get right or here.
When the track Lose Yourself won an Oscar for Best Original Song, Eminem was at home sleeping because he didn't think he'd win.
I can imagine to be the sort of person to do that as well.
I can imagine maybe he was in the spa at the time.
Yeah.
Do you think he's like that? Do you? Behind closed doors,
well,
he
has that I'm not bothered attitude a little bit, doesn't he?
He knows something.
I can tell you for a fact, Eminem loves a spa.
Why? Tell us.
I just know that he goes to them.
It's odd thinking of him in a dressing gown.
Yeah. Or having a massage.
Did you meet him there once?
No.
Have we talked about it? I've recently discovered something called a steam room.
You've recently discovered a steam room?
Well, like they've just popped out of nowhere.
It is the worst thing I've ever experienced.
They've been around for some time.
It's like... You're meant to sit in these things,
yes.
And cleanses you or something.
Yeah, but you just find you can't breathe.
It's the most stressful environment. There's nothing going on. It's just you can't breathe. So I was in there, and I was in there with a mate, and I had to try and get down low to try and get fresh air.
Yes, that's the common mistake that people make. They think that if they go down low, it's going to be better air. It's not.
No.
You still feel suffocated.
Never again.
No? How long did you last?
A couple of minutes.
Yeah. It's worse when you start walking out. Then it really gets intense.
I don't understand these spa days and things. I genuinely don't. Massage is nice.
Yeah. But hey, we need to do that when we send you back to have another massage. Because remember you had your first ever one with me? In Cavos. We went to a spa in Cavos.
Yeah, that spa's there.
Well, not really, but okay. It was just like a woman that decided that she'd do a massage for us.
It was great. I was in one room, he was in the other room,
and he was
shouting instructions over the top.
Mills, what do I do? I was like, just take your clothes off. Then he took all of them off.
Yeah, she left me.
No.
She left me.
She ran out the room.
She walked out the room, and when she came back, because I didn't know the drill, I was stood there completely...
He dropped her out.
Completely naked.
Yeah.
And she left. Yeah. And then you shouted.
I was like, put your pants on.
Yeah. And you're just shrugging your shoulders like, what?
Anyway. We need to send you back to have your second massage, because I want to do that thing where you make noises of appreciation.
Yeah, that was the other mistake. That was the mistake I made as well, wasn't it?
Anyway, Eminem, I know for a fact he loves the facials, he loves the massages, but was he asleep when he had his Oscar win?
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes. Well done, everyone. 10 points each. And next...
One of the secrets of Justin Timberlake's success is that he has above average length arms, a trait found in most talented dancers.
I don't know what he was going to say for a second, but it's... Above average length arms.
And that means you're a good dancer.
Apparently so. It's a common trait.
I don't see why it would help.
Balance, maybe.
Or is it just saying that it just happens to be a coincidence thing that good dancers have?
I don't know. I've certainly never heard that before. Maybe if you can swing your arms round, it enables you to shovel the funk.
Yeah.
Quite successfully.
Of course you can. Danny, are you one of those DJs who DJs because he can't dance?
Yes.
You are the
Lord. Sing.
Lord. Me too.
Lord, yes. Of the dance.
Same.
Aren't you?
Thank you.
So Justin Timberlake's arms, are they above average length and therefore making him a good dancer?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real also.
That one is no real.
It is no real. But if you have a look at the Radio 1 Twitter now, or our Facebook page, and you'll see where that one came from. Check that picture out. It's him with his old bandmates from NSYNC. Look at his arms.
I think it's one of those pictures, though. I can see what's happened.
Like a massive man hug.
Yeah. But his arms are going all the way round, even the Joey Fat one. So that's on the Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1 and Facebook.
Is that what One Direction will look like one day?
Yes. In 15 years.
Wow.
Okay, what about this fact?
Avicii has his real name, Tim Berg, on stickers on all his laptops in case they get lost.
Well, he did get one nicked once.
Yeah.
And he said he had 8 tracks on there, unheard. I wonder if it was his new album that he's just released.
I didn't know his name. I didn't know that that was Tim Berg.
I was just about to say that.
Well, Seek Bromance.
Timothy Berg is his real name.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Tim Berg, abbreviation.
So his early stuff was as Tim Berg.
But
that's,
I don't know
I've
if that would help. Would that help, though? Because if you found a laptop that said Tim Berg on it, you knew it was Avicii. I mean, would you give it back or would you have a sneaky listen?
Don't know.
Maybe take a few songs off there.
Does he look like the kind of person that would have labels on his laptop with his name on? Like in the jumper at school.
It's one of my favourite things. In fact, it's not one of my favourite things, just something I've noticed, really.
So you're overhyping it again, aren't you?
With the Live Lounge, a Live Lounge every day this month, has been seeing the equipment come in and out. Mm. And it's just kind of weird seeing all the boxes with the names on.
Yeah.
Just because it's like massive names.
Yeah.
But it's like the same boxes that you'd see, you know, when a band comes into your local pub to sort of play.
Only it says like...
Not comparing the two.
It says Justin Timberlake drums on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite cool.
Avicii got his name on his laptops, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
Avicii has his...
No, wrong. Real or no real?
That one is real.
Oh. Yes. Yes, you're right, Danny Howard.
Yes,
his laptop was stolen recently, but he got it back because the thief took it to a repairman who happened to be a fan and spotted the Tim Berg stickers.
Ah.
So he got it back.
Nice. Didn't know that bit.
It's like when I saw Tom from McFly once with, at the height of their fame, with a rucksack with Tom Fletcher, blah, 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 and his whole address on it.
What?
I know. And he was like, I'm about to get the train. He's like, mate, take your address off that. And what about this?
The girlfriend of Caleb Followell from Kings of Leon recently tweeted that she had a nasty stubble rash.
Ooh. It could happen.
Nasty, yeah.
Mm. We've all been there.
Got a bit of stubble.
Just me?
You've had a shave recently, Chris.
I have, yes.
Nice.
So, did she get a bit of a stubble rash from Kings of Leon's Caleb?
I suppose so. I mean, it's going to happen, isn't it?
Is he a bearded man? I've never seen him.
Never seen Caleb, yes. Very much so.
Right.
Massive beard.
Huge beard.
I want to say real, then.
No real.
That one is no real.
Ah. How do we do then, people?
It was a draw. I got 30, Danny got 30.
Oh, God, I hate a draw. It's so boring.
No tiebreaker?
No, there's no tiebreaker. We haven't got time.
Okay. The Scott
Mills Daily. We were talking earlier about people doing DJ sets. Duncan Bannatyne's doing a meet and greet tonight, not DJing, at Newcastle Freshers. I'd like to see the other Dragons have a little go as well. I'm thinking Mrs. Mead DJ set would be good.
But have you seen this text from this? There's a guy, and I think it's a rumour at the moment, that Delia Smith might be doing
surely
a Freshers night tonight.
In Norwich?
Yeah.
I hope she gets requests for doing...
Where are you? Where are you?
Love her.
Let's be having you!
Yep, give her a couple of wines. If this is true, and Delia Smith, off of Cooking, is doing a Freshers gig tonight in Norwich, please ask her to do that. Ask her to do...
Where are you? Where are you? Let's be having you!
What was that from? Was she at a Norwich game?
Yeah.
And why was she shouting, just had some wine?
She just ran onto the pitch, I think.
That's brilliant.
The crowd.
Right, so here's the thing. If you listen to this podcast all the way through, good for you. You made it. Most people fall asleep or just get really distracted. As a reward, you can claim 50 free Scott Mills points if you text in this code word to 81199 sometime during the show tomorrow between 1 and 4. And the code word is LAMB. L-A-M-B. LAMB. 81199. 1 till 4 tomorrow. Scott Mills.